The following is a presentation of Naturals Baseball on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network.
At the wall, it's gone! Bobby Witt Jr., three-homer game. Double-A baseball cannot contain MJ Melendez. Let's take a trip around the bases with Bobby Witt Jr. Hit put into a dive, and again he makes an incredible catch. Scott Gorman's waving around Brewer Hamlin. The throw home. The catch slides in safely, and the Naturals rock it off. Fly ball deep into left field. Right field back onto the warning track. At the wall, and it's gone! Brewer Hamlin, his second grand slam in Wichita this season. It clears the bases and gives the Naturals a 5-1 lead in the fourth. Lost the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals, your 2021 Double-A Central Champions.
Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is brought to you by Harvest Bank, by Coca-Cola, by Tyson Foods, by Professional Business Systems, by Unified Financial Credit Union, by Window World, by Indigo Sky Casino, by Walmart, by Straight Lawns and Garden, by Beaver Water District, by Midwest Block and Brick, by the Scott Family Amazium, by Firehouse Subs, by Pickett Construction, by Stanley Steamer, by Plaza Tire Service, by John's Quality Roofing, by Today's Leaners, by the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith, by the 188th Wing Arkansas Air National Guard, by XNA and Breeze Airways, by Golf USA, and by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. The countdown is on to Naturals Baseball. Now, let's go inside the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, on a nice and toasty Thursday evening in North Little Rock, it's time for Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball here on the Naturals Baseball Network. We're counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, getting set for the third of six games this week between the Naturals and the Arkansas Travelers from Dickie Stevens Park. My name's Nicholas Batters, so glad to have you with us. The Naturals trying to get back in the win column today after pair of losses to the Travelers. Naturals have now lost three straight games, all by one run. On Saturday against the Wind Surge, the Naturals fell 7-6. On Tuesday, again, it was 7-6 in 10 innings. That was a tough way to open up this series. And then yesterday, 5-4 loss. The Naturals keep getting that tying run in scoring position, but can't quite bring it home. So trying to change that today. As Alec Marsh heads to the mound, the right-hander makes his seventh start of the season. And I feel really good about Alec Marsh. He has eight strikeouts, and his last two starts will be opposed by longtime Springfield Cardinals right-hander Connor Jones. On the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show today, our pregame guest is Zach Willeman. He pitched a perfect eighth inning yesterday, so we talked to Zach about his journey from the Dodgers system last year to now being with the Royals, how he came to throw 100 miles an hour, and so much more. Zach Willeman is next on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show.
It's time to make a break and escape the everyday. Indigo Sky Casino is the area's premier gaming destination. Live weekend entertainment, a new and larger selection of your favorite gaming machines on our beautiful and spacious gaming floor. The area's perfect getaway for fun and winning excitement. Indigo Sky Casino offers it all. Come play and stay with us. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
With the Naturals coming off a league championship last season, the 2022 season is jam-packed with memorable giveaways. Make sure to arrive early to get your hands on commemorative items celebrating the championship win. Or how about a Vinny Pasquantino jersey t-shirt on Thursday, May 12th? And best of all, a one-of-a-kind AA Central replica championship ring on Saturday, June 4th. To check out the full list of giveaways, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Hey Naturals fans, have you been daydreaming about a fun and affordable getaway? Why not make it a reality with Breeze Airways? With Breeze, you can fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze never charges change or cancellation fees, so you can book with complete peace of mind. What are you waiting for? Go to www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app to plan your trip. Breeze Airways. Seriously nice.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
Wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No. Now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
The 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is jam-packed with theme nights you'll want to be at the ballpark for. Throwback Night returns on Saturday, July 23rd with retro-inspired jerseys and caps, plus a special strike bobblehead giveaway. And Los Naturales del Noreste de Arkansas are back on August 4th and 5th, plus Saturday, September 17th. To check out the full list of theme nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
The Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show rolls on as we continue counting down to first pitch on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Now let's go inside the Naturals dugout for today's pregame interview.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm having a little bit of difficulty loading up the pregame interview into my commercial lineup. For some reason, it's just not wanting to copy over. Is it going to come up now? I was about to go into the starting lineups today, presented by John's Quality Roofing, but it does appear that that my interview with Zach Willeman has finally loaded into the system. So after batting practice today, I had a chance to chat with left-handed pitcher Zach Willeman. He pitched a perfect inning yesterday, has made more appearances out of the bullpen than any other Naturals arm. Here's my chat with Naturals pitcher Zach Willeman.
We continue counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, getting set for the third of six games this week in North Little Rock between the Naturals and the Travelers, chatting with relief pitcher Zach Willeman. Zach, how are you doing? How's your season been so far?
I'm doing great. I feel the season's been going pretty well for me so far.
You came over to the Royals as the player to be named later in the Danny Duffy deal. How did you find out that you were going from being a Dodger to a Royal, and how's that transition been?
It was kind of funny how it happened. My agent called me the day before talking about how the Royals were calling him, or he was talking to the Royals, and they were mentioning my name a lot. And then the next day, our farm director with the Dodgers, Will Rimes, called me and said, hey, you've been traded to the Royals. And then after that, I was like, wow, this is actually happening. Been traded. But the transition's been really well. I mean, all the guys I've met so far, front office guys, and also the teammates I have right now are incredible people.
Now, you played a handful of games last year against the Naturals with the Drillers. What have been your perspective of Northwest Arkansas Naturals from the other side now?
I like them a lot more. it's also last year. And me, but we're all baseball guys. We're all going to be family in the end. It's been a good transition, and I actually like Northwest and the Springdale area, Fayetteville area.
I get the sense that there's a good level of healthy competition amongst the entire pitching staff, whether it's the starting pitchers. You have one guy have a good outing, and then the next guy wants to go out and pitch well the next day. But even with the relievers as well, what's the relationship like with you guys in the bullpen?
I feel like we all have a great relationship with each other. We're always fighting to get everyone better and to see who can take over each other's roles and stuff. It's always a competition, and we're always supporting each other too.
You've mostly, almost exclusively, been pitching late in games for the Naturals this season. What do you like about that role coming in the 8th, 9th inning?
I love the adrenaline rush you get, especially in close games. Coming in and shut the door, or coming in just to get those outs that are needed to secure a victory or keep the game close. It's been a fun time.
We continue counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, visiting with Naturals pitcher Zach Willeman. Growing up in Ohio, what team did you follow? Maybe who were some of your favorite players that you looked up to as a kid?
I followed the Tigers. Detroit wasn't too far from me. Two players, Miguel Cabrera and Justin Verlander, were the two guys that I always loved going to watch. A couple others to mention were like Brandon Inch, Carlos Guillen were a couple of good guys. And also having Toledo, the Mudhens, they're right around the corner of their farm system. It was cool to watch when they rehab and stuff.
How did you make the jump from high school baseball, taking the next step, and eventually ended up at Kent State?
I was actually always, growing up, I was always like the smallest kid. Didn't really have much velo, threw strikes, and then had a growth spurt in high school a little bit and continued to build arm strength. And luckily my junior and senior year, I was able to get recruited, and Kent State being one of the top programs in Ohio and honestly the Midwest, like, caught my eye and they recruited me. and I felt like home going on the recruiting visit there. So it was a pretty easy decision. Obviously, at big schools like Ohio State, Cincinnati, and Ohio, but I felt like Kent State was a home. And then going there, was able to develop more and got the opportunity to get drafted.
You mentioned the velocity. I mean, now you're consistently sitting up near 100. That's not something that happens overnight. What has the process been for you of getting to that point?
It's been a long process. I obviously had TJ in 2017. Came off TJ throwing upper 90s, hitting 100, and kind of fell off in 2019, loss of velocity, but luckily 2020 COVID was able to sit down and really analyze my mechanics and figure out what was best for me and how to get the velocity back, and did a couple programs, found the velocity, found the way to move my body properly, and now it's showing, it's paying off. The programs I'm on now, the Royals, the strength program and stuff that we do, it has been really good.
Do you remember where you were the first time you hit 100?
Yeah, it was actually in Arizona. It was off live BP. It was the first time, and I just came to the clubhouse, and the guy goes, one of the guys goes, dude, you hit 100 today. I'm like, no, I didn't. And then before you know it, word gets around, I was like, man, it felt like nice and easy. That's a good thing.
We continue counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, visiting with Naturals pitcher Zach Willeman. You mentioned the Tommy John surgery. So there have been a couple of periods you've been out of action between Tommy John and then the pandemic. How do you approach that? I guess first the Tommy John surgery from a mental standpoint, overcoming that to be able to push and get back on the field.
It's tough. I mean, a year rehab, like you're missing a year of baseball, you're missing a year of competition. So look, I had a great group of guys rehabbing with, and we found different ways to have fun, kind of compete against each other. The strong mind people with the Dodgers and actually Melissa now with the Royals kind of helped us to get together as a group more often, compete in different games, and just to keep our, I guess, competition level the same. But I think overall, I think it's beneficial. I mean, Tommy John and the COVID year, just developing as a pitcher and finding out who I was and what I could do.
I think that's something that people may not realize. Obviously, you guys would have loved to be playing games in 2020, but I guess since there are a lot of you that benefited from maybe a little extended time off to think about the game a different way, or we just get some perspective.
Yeah, I mean, you sit down and just analyze your last couple of years or how long you've been playing for and figure out when was I the best, when was I the worst, and what I need to do to stay the best the whole time. And that's what I took that COVID year as that. I'm trying to make it to the big leagues, and so is everyone else here. So that's what I took COVID as.
Zach, really appreciate the time and look forward to chatting again soon.
Thank you, Nicholas. Appreciate it.
We'll be back with starting lineups after this on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show on the Naturals Baseball Network.
In the mood for fun, winning, excitement? It's time to go where everybody goes. Indigo Sky Casino. Delicious food, live entertainment, and fun bars. A large, spacious gaming floor full of your favorite games. And everybody's favorite, bingo. Come play in a safe, clean, exciting atmosphere. Come play and stay at Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Attending a Northwest Arkansas Naturals game at Arvest Ballpark is even more fun in a group of family and friends. Special group ticket rates are available for groups of 11 or more at each Naturals home game. Consider our home plate party deck for 30 to 100 people, or the Bud Light home run porch for groups of 40 or more. But let's be real, nothing beats a Naturals game in a suite for groups of 4 or as many as 55. To reserve a group outing or suite rental for a game this summer, visit nwanaturals.com. Naturals
baseball. The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with 6 different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
June will be a can't-miss month of Northwest Arkansas Naturals games at Arvest Ballpark. Be here for Star Wars Night on Friday, June 3rd, Growlin' Chickens Weekend, June 17th and 18th, and Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 25th. And best of all, the Naturals will wear specialty jerseys every time. To check out the full list of theme nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Back at Dickie Stevens Park on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, time now to take a look at today's starting lineups. They're brought to you by John's Quality Roofing. Over 20 years of trusted roofing work in Northwest Arkansas. The Naturals are 16-18. The AA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals are led by first-year skipper Chris Widger. Mikel Garcia leads off. He's the shortstop. Batting second at third base is Nate Eaton. Michael Massey hits third, the designated hitter. Batting fourth in right field is Sully Matias. Robbie Glendinen hits fifth. He's playing first base. Batting sixth in center field is John Rave. Logan Porter hits seventh doing the catch-in. Batting eighth is the second baseman, Brett Bewley. And Tucker Bradley rounds out the order, batting ninth in left field. The Arkansas Travelers, 16-19, a half game back of the Naturals. The AA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners are led by second-year skipper Colin Cowgill. Caden Polkovich leads off. He's the second baseman. Batting second at third base is Joe Rizzo. Jake Shiner hits third. He's the DH. Batting fourth in right field is Zach Deloach. Cade Marlowe hits fifth. He's in center field. Batting sixth is the shortstop, Riley Unroe. Connor Hoover hits seventh, his first appearance in the series. He bats seventh as the first baseman. Jake Anchia hits eighth, doing the catching. And Tanner Kerwer rounds out the order, batting ninth in left field. Naturals send Alec Marsh to the mound. The right-hander's making his seventh start of the season. The Travelers have a right-hander of their own making his seventh start, Connor Jones. Those are today's starting lineups brought to you by John's Quality Roofing. Over 20 years of trusted roofing work in Northwest Arkansas. First pitch and all nine innings are coming up next from North Little Rock on the Naturals Baseball Network.
You've been listening to the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play. Located on Highway 60, west of Seneca, Missouri. First pitch is moments away on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
Naturals fans, the Royals' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Naturals on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go, and use promo code NATURALS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
What if there were a university where you earned a diploma and a resume? A career-minded university where you are empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university whose tuition made it not just affordable, but the most affordable for your campus in Arkansas. What if, right? Turns out, that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Don't miss out on all of the food and drink specials at Arvest Ballpark during the 2022 season of Naturals Baseball. Enjoy Johnsonville Bucca Brat every Tuesday night home game, $1.50 barbecue sliders on Wednesdays. Thirsty Thursdays feature $2 beers, $2 peanuts, $1 sodas, and $1 Farm Rich mozzarella sticks. And of course, enjoy happy hour specials during our bullpen parties before the game on Friday and Saturday nights. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
The countdown is on to Naturals Baseball. Now, let's go inside the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
What a nice and comfortable, maybe a little warm, Thursday evening in North Little Rock, the bank of the Arkansas River. Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is on the air from Dickey Stevens Park here in North Little Rock. My name's Nicholas Batters. So glad to have your company tonight for the third of six games between the Naturals and the Travelers. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. For the private and non-commercial use of our audience, it may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Connor Jones, the right-hander, making his warm-up tosses on the mound as the Travelers are in their woodland camouflage tops, white pants, red caps with a black brim. Naturals in their navy alternate tops with gray pants, navy caps, and helmets. Today's first pitch time and temperature is brought to you by Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale. With the right outdoor furnishings and that big Green Egg Grill to make those summertime cookouts and outdoor times enjoyable, see Straits in Springdale. It's toasty at 89 degrees here moments before first pitch in North Little Rock. Mostly sunny, and the wind is blowing pretty good. 17 miles an hour in from right field. So what was already a pitcher's haven, relatively speaking, in the landscape of the Texas League has become a little bit more challenging to hit home runs at tonight. The Naturals have not yet hit a home run for the first two games of this series at Dickie Stephens Park. The Travelers do have three. So. Mikel Garcia, the right-handed hitting the shortstop, steps in. Bats from the right side against the right-handed throwing Jones. He works from the first base side of the rubber. Has the sign into his motion. And away we go from Little Rock at 6:36 p.m. as the pitch is fouled back by Garcia. Counts no balls and a strike. 6:36, our first pitch, 89 degrees, thanks to Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale. Garcia, Eaton, and Massey, the first three due up in the Naturals' order here in the top of the first. Jones kicks in the 0-1. Called the strike, quickly 0-2. Garcia, 2-for-4 yesterday, singled on the first pitch of the game in the first, doubled it and scored a run in the eighth. Righty on righty, here's the 0-2. This is down and away. One ball and two strikes. The Naturals now two games under 500 for just the second time this season, trying to get back up close to the even watermark. Infield shaded to pull. A ball and two strikes on Garcia. And the pitch. Bouncy ball hit right at the second baseman, Polkovic. Takes it into his gut, inside arms. A throw to first a little low, but dug out by Hoover for the first down of the ballgame. Defensively behind Connor Jones, it's Tanner Kerwer in left field, Cade Marlowe in center field, and Zach Deloach in right field. Joe Rizzo's the third baseman with Riley Unroe at shortstop, Kaden Polkovich at second, and Connor Hoover at first with Jake Anchia catching Jones. Nate Eaton steps in, the right-handed hitting third baseman on a team-best four-game hitting streak. The first pitch drops in for strike one. So Kerwer, Marlowe, and Deloach left to right of the outfield. Rizzo, Unroe the left side of the infield. Polkovic and Hoover the right side. And Chia and Jones is the battery. The 0-1 to Eaton. Chopped high to the third baseman, Rizzo, shading his eyes from the sun. Can't make the catch cleanly on the bouncing ball. And Nate Eaton safe at first base. The sun setting over the first base side stands here at Dickie Stephens Park. So on the left side of the infield, they're looking right into the sun. Eaton aboard on first base with one out for Michael Massey, the left-handed hitting designated hitter. One out runner on first, scoreless in the top of inning one from North Little Rock. Infield plays Massey to pull, and Jones the first pitch. This is outside, one ball and no strikes. Rizzo is charged with a fielding error, his second of the season. Now Eaton, 10 steals and 11 attempts this season, leads from first base. And the pitch. Misses for a ball, just a touch outside. Two balls and no strikes on Massey. Hitting .316 of the season, six home runs and 30 runs batted in. Went 0-for-4 yesterday, didn't reach base for just the fourth time this season. And the 2-0. Squares to bunt and pushes it up the third baseline, but foul. Trying to bunt for a base hit, but just a touch late, settled just outside the third base coach's box. Picked up by Chris Witcher and flipped into the dugout. Well, the count's 2-1. Rizzo, the third baseman, playing him to pull. Not as much as the rest of the infield, about 15 feet off the back, even with the baselines at third base. Rest of the infield shaded well to pull. Eaton dancing off of first. Caught him leaning, and he's back in with a step. Oh, that was almost dangerous. Nate Eaton was ready to take his secondary or perhaps even go off for second base. And Jones made a move over. He had to scamper back to the bag. Two balls and a strike. One out, scoreless here in the top of the first inning. Eaton being held on by Hoover. Pitch to Massey, swung through a missed. And we're even, two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. One out here in the first inning. Naturals want to be first down to the scoreboard. And the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Massey down swinging for the first strikeout of the night from Connor Jones. Second out here in the first inning. Our umpires behind home plate calling balls and strikes. It's Steven Rios. First base umpire is the crew chief Mike Carroll. And the third base umpire, Chris Presley Murphy. Runner on first and two outs for Sully Matias. First pitch is bounced sharply to the shortstop. Unro takes it on a hop at his letters and flips it over to second base to force out Eaton. 6-4, the fielder's choice. Gets Jones out of the first. The Naturals are unable to score. No runs, no hits, an error, and a runner left on. No score as we head to the home half of inning one from North Little Rock.
You love your truck, and Plaza Tire Service is here to help make it even better with custom wheels, leveling kits, and the area's biggest selection of ATs and mud tires in all the most popular sizes. Plaza Tire Service has the tires you want. Plus, with our Plaza Tire Service card and no credit needed options, you can make it easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. When you're ready to upgrade your truck, see Plaza Tire Service.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
Wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No. Now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
Want a cleaner and healthier home? Simply call Stanley Steamer at 1-800-STEAMER and schedule a carpet, tile, or hardwood cleaning. And save big with our $99 cleaning special.
Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer gets your home cleaner.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Now we go to the bottom of the first inning. No score, Naturals and Travelers from Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock. Arvest Bank is conducting its 12th annual Million Meals campaign in an effort to fight hunger right here in our communities. This is a much-needed effort as more than 10.5% of American households were food insecure as recently as 2020. Learn more by visiting arvest.com/millionmeals today. Alec Marsh, the right-hander, heads to the mound for the Naturals, making his seventh start of the season, the 70th overall draft pick in 2019 out of Arizona State. Right-hander against the switch hitter Kaden Polkovich. First pitch. Line back to the screen, foul, 0-1. It's Polkovich, Joe Rizzo, and Jake Shiner. The top three due up in the Naturals' order here in the bottom of the first inning. Northwest Arkansas unable to score in the top half. The 0-1 for Marsh comes inside and hits Polkovich in the back. So the Traveler leadoff hitter is aboard, hit by a pitch. Runner on with nobody out now for the left-handed hitting third baseman, Joe Rizzo. Defensively behind Alec Marsh, it's Tucker Bradley in left field, John Rave in center, and Sully Matias in right. Nate Eaton's the third baseman with Michael Garcia at shortstop, Michael Massey at second, Robbie Glendinning at first. Logan Porter is the catcher for Marsh. First pitch to Rizzo. Misses outside for ball one. So that's Bradley, Rave, Matias left to right in the outfield. Eaton Garcia, the left side of the infield. Bewley, Glendinning on the right side. Marsh and Porter is the battery. 1-0 in the left-handed hitter, Rizzo. Polkovich leaning towards second. He's off. Pitches outside for a ball. Porter's throw down to second. Skips in. And Polkovich is in just ahead of the tag for Michael Garcia. His seventh steal of the year. Now 2-0 the count on Rizzo with now a runner in scoring position for the Travelers. Infield plays the left-handed hitter to pull. And the pitch misses. High and outside for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. A 3-0 to Rizzo with Shiner on deck. The pitch misses outside. A four-pitch walk. So Rizzo aboard with the walk after Polkovich hit by a pitch. Two on with nobody out for the designated hitter, Jake Shiner. Alec Marsh, 0-1 this season, a 6.26 earned run average. Has struck out 38 batters, the team best 38, in 23 innings of work. He's allowed 16 earned runs on 20 hits with 14 walks. First pitch to Shiner, right on right. Check swing, found back to the screen on the line, 0-1. Marsh coming off of a start last Thursday, where the Naturals lost to Wichita 10-4. Check back at second, kicking the pitch. This is outside, 1-1. Through 3 1/3 innings against Wichita, allowed 3 runs on 3 hits with a season-high 5 walks. Actually, that set a career high. But he also did strike out 8. He struck out at least 7 in 3 straight starts. 1-1, check swing, blooper, back of the infield. Brett Bewley has the catch. The second baseman has it for the first out. So Bewley back in the lineup, trying to get him a couple starts a week. There's one gone for Zach Deloach. Left-handed hitter, number 11 prospect in the Mariners system. Bats with 2 runners on and 1 out. Marsh kicks the first pitch. This is outside, 1-0. Deloach in yesterday's ballgame went 0-4. A quiet night at the plate for an otherwise good game for the Travelers. Spinning a throwback to second. Polkovich in with a dive. He's safe. One out pitch to Deloach is in for a strike. Just on the outer black. Counts even, 1-1. Marsh kicks in the 1-1. Flied in the air, high and deep to left center field. Bradley and Rave converge. Bradley on the warning track leaps, and he can't time his jump. The ball settles at the base of the warning track. Polkovich scores from second. Rizzo around from first. The throw just a tad behind him. And Zach Deloach is into third with a 2-run triple. Well, the Travelers lead 2-0 on the 2-run 3-base hit from their cleanup hitter. That ball just barely stayed at the ballpark. And Tucker Bradley also almost caught it. He leapt at the wall and couldn't make the catch. Infield plays in for Cade Marlowe, the left-handed hitting center fielder. He swings and misses at the first pitch, and the count's 0-1. Marlowe, 2-for-4 yesterday. He has home runs in each of the first 2 games of this series. Has reached in 11 straight games. The 0-1. This is low. 1-1. Infield in on the grass. Marsh kicks in the 1-1 pitch. Rolled over to the first baseman, Glendinning. The runner caught between home and third base. Glendinning looks him back and then backtracks to first base where he steps in the bag to get Marlowe for the second out. Well, Deloach was, I guess, trying to get Glendinning to throw home perhaps, but he scampered back to third base and Glendinning instead made his way over to first base for the sure out. Now 2 away with the runner still on third for Riley Unroe. The switch hitting shortstop bats from the left side. Swings and misses at the first pitch. Counts 0-1. Unroe, 0-for-4 yesterday. Ninth year in the minor leagues for the infielder. Now in his fourth organization. 0-1, lined back to the screen, foul. No balls and 2 strikes. So no balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. Time called as he steps out of the box, now digs back in. Marsh has the sign as he comes set, his black glove at the belt. Kicks in the 0-2. Just misses, a touch low. 1-2. 2-0 Travelers as we sit at the bottom of the first inning on the 2-run triple from cleanup hitter Zach Deloach. Foul back to the screen. We'll do it once more. One ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Infield plays back, except Eaton at third, just about even with the bag in the 1-2 pitch. Check swing on a ball down and in. He did not go, they say, on the appeal to third base umpire Chris Presley Murphy. That evens the count at two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Marsh kicks and delivers. Looped foul over the sweet level off to our left out of play. We'll do it again, even two and two. Marsh, fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. That fastball, it's going to sit mid to high 90s. The curveball, really one of the best in the system when it's working. Kick and the 2-2. Fly to the left, foul and out of play. 98 on that fastball. We'll do it again. Two balls and two strikes. His stats entering today, this season at least, very comparable to where he ended last season. 2-2 pitch. Dives down and in towards the feet of Unroe, and the count runs full. Three balls and two strikes. Runner on third is Zach Deloach with two outs. Two runs in. The Travelers leading 2-0. And Connor Hoover, the left-handed hitter, waits on deck. 3-2 to Riley Unroe. Batting from the left side. Marsh, a deep breath, kicks in the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. There's the first strikeout of the night for Alec Marsh. He gets Riley Unroe swinging just outside the zone to end the bottom of the first inning. But two runs score for the Travelers on a hit batter and a walk. No errors and a runner left on. It's 2-0 Travelers. As we head to the second inning from Dickey Stevens Park.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions, it's either first place or no place. Challenges, they come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
Every Friday home game in 2022 is a fireworks Friday with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Stay late every Friday night, plus Saturday, May 14th, and of course, Monday, July 4th. As the Royals' top prospects aren't the only ones putting on a show you'll never forget. Join the Naturals as the best fireworks show in minor league baseball lights up the Northwest Arkansas night sky with a panoramic view past the outfield fence. To check out the full list of fireworks nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with 6 different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
This is infielder Robbie Glendine. I'm coming to bat. You're locked into Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Off to the top of the second inning from North Little Rock. Travelers lead the Naturals 2-0. Connor Jones back out for his second inning of work on the mound for the Travs. He'll have 5, 6, and 7 in the Naturals order, starting with the first baseman Robbie Glendine. Infield to pull, right-on-right matchup, kicking the first pitch. Grounded sharply to the left side. The third baseman, Rizzo, dives to his left, comes up with the ball, gets up, and throws a strong throw over to first base. For the first out of the second. Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card. From Arvest Flux rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving lower interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/creditcards. Member FDIC credit card subject to approval. So Glendine grounds out. Now here's the left-handed hitting center fielder John Rave. Infield to pull with the third baseman Rizzo in on the grass. First pitch called for strike one. Rave hits in 3 straight games, batting 250 on the season with 2 home runs and 19 driven in. The 0-1 pitch. Misses low. One ball and one strike. A Travelers, two runs in the bottom of the first inning. And a triple from Zach DeLoach that scored two runs. The pitch. Misses outside. Maybe a little high. Two balls and a strike. Kick and the 2-1. Called for a strike on the outer third. And we're even, two balls and two strikes. Raven yesterday's game went 1-for-3, hitting ninth in the order with a walk and a run scored. The pitch poked into center field. That'll drop in front of Marlowe for a base hit. Make it a four-game hitting streak for John Rave. He's aboard with a one-out knock.
Now Logan Porter
bats his third straight game catching. Sebastian Rivera starting this afternoon for the Kansas City Royals behind the plate. Porter has reached base in seven consecutive ball games, an on-base machine. Jones has the sign, kicks and deals. Tapped foul into the ground. No balls and one strike. Jones released by the St. Louis Cardinals in March. Pitched for Springfield, one game in 2017, 22 games in 2018 where he was a Texas League All-Star. Pitched out of the bullpen 42 games in 2019. Spent last year with AAA Memphis. Step off and a throwback to first. Raven with a dive. Now he's working on building back up to being a starting pitcher. Enter tonight 0-2 with a 5.08 earned run average, 25 strikeouts, and 20 walks in 28 and a third innings. The pitch, in for a strike. No balls and two strikes on Logan Porter. He threw seven innings his last time out. At San Antonio against the Missions last Thursday, didn't allow a run. Pitch tapped foul to the left. We'll do it again, 0-2. Didn't allow a run, surrendered just two hits and walked three while striking out six. Has thrown at least four innings and five straight starts. The right-hander set in front of the letters. Kicks on the 0-2 with Rave off for second. Skips in the dirt outside. And Chia's throw down to second is not in time. John Rave, his seventh steal of the year, now into scoring position. And the count moves to 1-2 on Logan Porter. Porter, the native of Arizona, who grew up idolizing Jorge Posada. Longtime New York Yankees catcher. One ball, two strikes. Kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Porter down hacking for the second out of the first inning. The second strikeout is the second out of the second inning. The second strikeout for Connor Jones. A two away, still a runner on second base. For Brett Bewley. Bewley, right-handed hitting second baseman. Wait to the first pitch. This is down and away for ball one. Bewley played in his fourth game of the year, three for his first 13. That's a .231 batting average. Hit a home run in his first game and has driven in two runs this year. Jones ready. Kicks and the 1-0 pitch. Rolled foul. Bouncing ball towards the far end of the Naturals' third base dugout. Counts even, one ball and one strike. Began the season on the injured list, joined the Naturals in Springfield a couple of weeks ago. Wiggles the bat over his right shoulder. The 1-1 pitch. Cue shot bounced foul towards the Travelers' first base dugout. We'll do it again. One ball and two strikes now. Rave singled with one out. And then stole second base. He remains on second. Naturals trying to scratch across a run and keep within striking distance. Home plate umpire Steven Rios brushes off home plate. Puts his mask back on and whistles his finger to indicate the pitch clock should be reset. Jones kicks and the 1-2. Outside corner, ring him up, called strike three. Bewley down looking for the third out of the second inning. The Naturals failed to score once again. No runs on a hit. The single from Rave, no errors, and a runner left on. Travelers coming to bat as we head to the bottom of the second.
It's time to make a break and escape the everyday. Indigo Sky Casino is the area's premier gaming destination. Live weekend entertainment, a new and larger selection of your favorite gaming machines on our beautiful and spacious gaming floor. The area's perfect getaway for fun and winning excitement. Indigo Sky Casino offers it all. Come play and stay with us. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you craving something uncommonly delicious like our meaty masterpiece, the Hook and Ladder Sub from Firehouse Subs? We start by piling it high with fresh sliced smoked turkey breast and Virginia honey ham. Then it's topped with melted Monterey Jack and served piping hot in a perfectly toasted roll. Save time. Order your Hook and Ladder with the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives.
What if there were a university where you earned not just a diploma, but a resume? A career-focused university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university that's not just affordable, but the most affordable in the state. What if, right? Turns out that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
This is Alec Marsh, and you're listening to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Well, we go to the bottom of inning two. Naturals trail the Travelers 2-0. Alec Marsh, a 24-pitch first inning, allowed a pair of runs to score, but get a strikeout. His first pitch to the first baseman, Connor Hoover, left-handed hitter. It's slapped foul to the left. Counts no balls and one strike. Hoover, Jake Anchia, Tanner Kerwer, 7-8-9 for the Travelers here in the second. Marsh kicks and the 0-1. Misses high. One ball and one strike. Hoover getting his first action of the series. Just batting 151 this season. And the pitch. Bouncy ball hit to the right side. Bewley ranges to his left. The second baseman picks it up from the cut of the grass and sidearms a throw to first in time. There's one away. Don't make the box store mistake and buy a mower from somewhere that has no service, no repair shop, and no parts. Visit Straits Lawn and Garden today and see the largest selection of Gravely mowers. That's Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale. With one gone, Jake and Chia, the catcher, bats. He's reached in each of the first two games of this series. Drew a walk yesterday. He takes the first pitch outside for ball one from Marsh. Counts 1-0. Right-hander kicks and deals. In for a strike. Fastball at 94 miles an hour. And the count's even, one ball and one strike. Marsh has set down three in a row now. Comes on with 1-1. Swing and a miss. Out in front of the off speed. Doing a good job of mixing his pitches. And the count's one ball and two strikes. 1-2 on Anchia. Marsh kicks and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Gets him to chase well outside of the strike zone in the opposite batter's box for the second out of the second inning. Also Marsh's second strikeout tonight. So with the bases empty and two away, here's Tanner Kerwer. First pitch to the right-handed hitting left fielder is in for a called strike. No balls and one strike. Marsh kicks in the 0-1. Breaking ball just misses, a touch low. One ball and one strike. Kerwer Came in yesterday defensively in the fifth inning for Jack Larson. He flied out in his one at-bat. The 1-1 swung through a miss. Breaking ball down and away. Counts 1-2. He walked and scored in the seventh inning on Tuesday in the series opener. Otherwise went 0-4. Marsh has the sign into his motion in the 1-2 home. Check swinging a ball down and away. He went around that strike three. Three strikeouts for Alec Marsh through ace. Through two innings of work, he gets a scoreless second inning here. No runs on no hits, no errors, no runners left on. As we go to the third inning, the Travelers lead the Naturals 2-0.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
Enjoy the ultimate in pricing and flexibility with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Flex Pack. Our most popular mini pack provides you 30 discounted and undated vouchers to sit in your preferred seating area. Best of all, you can use them all at once or any combination of games throughout the year. Stop by the Arvest Ballpark box office on the day of the game to exchange those vouchers and you'll get the best available seats in your chosen seating area. It's that easy. To lock in your Naturals Flex Pack, visit NWA.com. Naturals.com.
Here's to the fearless fight. The comeback. The battle against all odds. For some, it's taking the first step. For others, it's forging a new path. A chance to prove to ourselves what we're really made of. And with the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years, even a battered spirit can come back stronger. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
This is outfielder Tucker Bradley, and I'm coming to bat. You're locked into Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
This amazing day in baseball history is brought to you by the Scott Family Amazium. Make your best play with the Amazium's interactive experiences designed to inspire curious and creative play. We're going to go back to 2009, where the Naturals shut out the Tulsa Drillers 10-0 at Arvest Ballpark. Naturals had 13 hits, including a pair of four-hit nights in that game. First pitch to Tucker Bradley is swung for a missed 0-1. Kurt Mertens and John Swamy each had four hits. Brian McFall hit a two-run homer in the fifth inning. The 0-1 to Bradley. Bouncing ball hit past the drawn-in third baseman Rizzo. He tried to stab at it backhanded, and the ball gets into left field. Tucker Bradley is aboard to lead off the top of the third inning. In that game, Blake Johnson threw six scoreless innings, earned his second win of the year. John Bale followed him with two scoreless, and then Carlos Sencion pitched the ninth inning to finish off the 10-0 shutout of the Drillers. That's this amazing day in baseball history from the Scott Family Amazium. Back to the top of the order for Michael Garcia. The shortstop bats with a runner on first and nobody out. Right on right with Connor Jones into his third inning of work. And the first pitch kicks off to the right off the glove of the catcher Anchia, but it's in for a strike. It was nearly down the middle. But Anchia couldn't hold on to it. Counts 0-1. Jones has the sign of the letters. Pitching clock ticks down. Step off and a throw back. And Bradley in with a dive. If he hadn't thrown that pickoff attempt at first, the pitch clock would have expired. He would have been charged with an automatic ball. It's 0-1 on Garcia. The pitch to the natural shortstop is in for a called strike. Counts 0-2. So Tucker Bradley, a leadoff single. Michael Garcia behind at the count. No balls and two strikes. With the bases run around first and nobody out. And the pitch. Bouncing ball hit softly to the third baseman, Rizzo. He charges in, throws across his body to first. It's low, but dug out by Hoover. Nice play by the Traveler first baseman on the low throw. Gets Garcia out at first, but it does move Tucker Bradley up to second, so a quasi-sacrifice. Now here's Nate Eaton. Jones was a workhorse last year for the Memphis Redbirds, pitched in 47 games out of the bullpen. Went 5-6 with a 5.91 ERA. He saved five of those games, pitching 56 in a third innings. Right on right with Eaton, who reached on an error in the first. Kick in the first pitch. Swing and a miss at a ball below the zone. No balls and one strike. Eaton reached on what was charged an error on the third baseman, Rizzo. Infield nearly entirely in shadows now. Just a slight sliver at the back of the infield dirt on the right side of the diamond. Here's the 0-1. Up and in on Eaton. He backs up. Counts even, one ball and one strike. Hitting .297 entering play today with three home runs and 17 runs batted in. Was the Naturals right fielder yesterday, today back at third base. Long look back at second. Jones lifts his leg and steps off the rubber to force Bradley to head back to the bag. Jones, originally the Cardinals' second-round pick in 2016 out of Virginia. A pitch. Broken back grounder, softly hit at the shortstop Unruh. He charges, has to make a quick throw to first with Eaton hustling, and he just barely gets him for the second out. That moves Tucker Bradley to third. So Bradley singles to lead off the inning, and a pair of ground outs move him across the diamond to third base.
Now batting number 26, Michael Massey.
Runner on third, two outs for Michael Massey. The left-handed hitter struck out in the first inning. 0 for 1 today. Naturals 13th-ranked prospect in the eyes of Baseball America. First pitch to Massey. Swing and a miss at an elevated fastball. 94 miles an hour. Massey can't connect for strike one. No balls, one strike with two outs. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. One ball and one strike. Infield shaded to pull. The shortstop, Unruh, plays up the middle. Kick in the 1-1. Tap foul to the right. Back to the screen. It's one ball and two strikes on Michael Massey. Travelers lead the Naturals. 2-0 here in the top of the third inning from Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock. Third of a six-game series between the Naturals and the Travelers. It's the third game of a 12-game road trip for the Naturals, who are headed to Midland next week. Jones kicks in the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Michael Massey down on strikes for the second time in as many trips to the plate today. Jones responds well to the leadoff single, retires the next three he faces, has four strikeouts through three scoreless innings. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning. The Travelers lead the Naturals 2-0.
Hi, Naturals fans. Have you heard of the newest and nicest airline in Northwest Arkansas, Breeze Airways? If you haven't, listen up. They fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze can save you serious time and money so you can go, see, and do more than ever before. Oh, and they never charge change or cancellation fees. That's pretty nice, huh? Book today at www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app. Breeze Airways, seriously nice.
Single game tickets are now on sale for the 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals baseball at nwanaturals.com. You won't want to miss some of the Kansas City Royals' top prospects taking the field right in your backyard with food and drink deals, fireworks, giveaways, and theme nights all summer long. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
What's more exciting than a rally-ending double play or a walk-off home run? A day at the Scott Family Amazium. Explore science, technology, engineering, art, and math in the Amazium's 50,000-square-foot exhibit gallery filled with hands-on, interactive experiences for the entire family. Discover, wonder, create, and learn inside and outside the museum. The Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone. Open every day except Tuesdays. Double your play and make your day amazing with a visit to the Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
2-0 Travelers as we head to the bottom of the third inning from Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock. Top of the order for the Travelers, starting with the switch hitting second baseman, Caden Polkovich. Bats from the left side against the righty Marsh, the first pitch. Line sharply fouled down the right side. That's strike one. Polkovich, Joe Rizzo, and Jake Shiner. 1-2-3 for the Travelers. Polkovich hit by a pitch in the bottom of the first. Marsh the 0-1, swing and a miss. Polkovich out in front of the off speed. No balls and two strikes. Caden, the Mariners' third-round pick in 2020. Awaits the 0-2 for Marsh. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Three straight strikeouts for Marsh. Getting back to the second inning. He's now set down six in a row. We have the first out of the third inning. It was the last time he pitched here. Alec Marsh was the AA Central Pitcher of the Week. Joe Rizzo, the left-handed hitting third baseman, bats. Walked and scored in the first. Takes a call on strike one. His first ever double-A start was at Dickie Stevens Park. The pitch misses for a ball. 1-0. He threw five hitless and scoreless innings against the Travelers. He started off his double-A career 8 1/3 hitless. Pitch fouled back to the screen. Counts 1-2. Five hitless innings, walked three and struck out nine on May the 8th. Followed that up, striking out 11 against Tulsa. Make it four straight strikeouts here for Alec Marsh as Joe Rizzo's down swinging. For the second out of the third inning. So Polkovich strikes out swinging. Rizzo strikes out swinging. Now Jake Shiner, the designated hitter, bats. Popped out in the first inning. Bases empty, two away. Travelers leading 2-0. First pitch drops in for a strike. 0-1. Marsh kicks in the 0-1. Sails outside. I don't even know if Porter got a glove on it. Counts even 1-1. Marsh only made six starts last year. Threw 25 and a third innings before his season was shut down. Kicking the 1-1. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2 on now Jake Shiner. Now six starts entering today. Six starts last season. Both entering today and last season, he allowed 20 hits. Last season across 92 at-bats. This season across 90. Check swing and a ball up and in. And Jake Shiner goes around for strike three. Alec Marsh strikes out the side in the third inning. And has six punch-outs through three innings. He's retired eight in a row. No runs on, no hits, no errors, no runners left on. We go to the fourth. It is 2-0 Travelers.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
At Beaver Water District, our lineup runs hard every hour of the day, 365 days a year, to supply clean, safe drinking water to Northwest Arkansas.
That's a catch.
While our defense works to protect our drinking water source, Beaver Lake. The team at Beaver Water District supports the high quality of life and growth here in Northwest Arkansas, and we are proud to say, go Naturals.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unify Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unify Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, we go to the top of the fourth inning. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals trail the Arkansas Travelers 2-0. 4, 5, and 6 due up for the Naturals. Sully Matias, Robbie Glendinning, and John Rave against the right-hander Connor Jones into his fourth inning of work. He's thrown three scoreless, struck out four, allowed a couple of hits on 39 pitches. He'll go right on right with Sully Matias. The infield playing Sully to pull. Kicking the first pitch. Bounce to the left side. The third baseman Rizzo to his left. The ball goes underneath his glove and into left field. I'll kind of split the difference between Rizzo and Unroh. Shortstop ranging to his right couldn't get to it either. I'd be inclined to believe Rizzo will be charged with his second error of the game, but a wait decision from the official scorer. Either way, Sully Matias is aboard to begin the fourth inning. Now Robbie Glendinning, the right-handed hitting first baseman, bats. Runner on first, and nobody out in the top of the fourth. First pitch to Glendinning, swing and a miss for strike one. Robbie grounded out to Rizzo to begin the top of the fifth inning, or the top of the second. Batting for the second time today. The 0-1. Called for a strike. Breaking ball at the bottom third. And the count's 0-2. It was indeed a fielding error for Joe Rizzo. His second error of the game. First one in the first inning. Didn't come back to bite him. As the Naturals are kept off the board. 0-2 on Glendinning. Jones has the sign and delivers. Outside corner called strike three. Beautifully located pitch by Connor Jones. For this fifth strikeout of the evening. Glendinning down for the first out of the fourth. So with one away, John Rave bats, the center fielder. Singled in the second and stole second base, but was stranded there to end the inning. Runner on first is Sully Matias with one out. Naturals trailing 2-0 in the fourth, and the first pitch misses down low for ball one. 1-0 on John Rave. Infield plays him to pull. The shortstop Unroh shaded up the middle. Rizzo at third, even with the baseline, protecting against a bunt. And the 1-0. Just misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. We saw Rave play left field yesterday and on Tuesday for the Naturals. Today he slides over to his natural center field position. Nick Lofton has the day off. 2-0 pitch. Called the strike, 2-1. I mean, we've talked about it before, but there's so much mixing and matching that Chris Widger can do in the outfield. We even talked with him about it yesterday. I mean, Nick Lofton's going to start the majority of games in center field, but you can put Rave or Bradley in left field. The 2-1. Misses low. 3-1 on Rave. Sully Matias will get the vast majority of the starts in right field, but Nate Eaton has the arm to be out there. Tucker Bradley and John Rave have made starts out there as well. I think there's a chance we see Nate Eaton in one of the corner outfield spots sooner rather than later. The 3-1 pitch. Bouncing ball chopped into the glove of the first baseman Hoover. He leaps up, steps on the first base bag, and throws down to second for an incredible double play. Oh, my goodness. 3-6, the double play forces out. It gets Sully Matias out at second on the tag from the shortstop Unroh. And that puts an abrupt end to the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, an error, and nobody left on base for the Naturals. We are to the bottom of the fourth with Arkansas leading Northwest Arkansas 2-0.
Hey Naturals fans, Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals! Save money. Live better, Walmart.
For the first time since 2017, the Naturals are at home on the 4th of July, and you won't want to miss the best night of the year. First pitch is set for 6:35 against the Tulsa Trillers, as fans will be treated to the largest fireworks show in all of Northwest Arkansas following the game on Monday, July 4th, thanks to our friends at Walmart.
What better way to celebrate Independence Day than a night at the ballpark? To purchase your 4th of July tickets before the game sells out, visit NWANaturals.com.
Whether you're remodeling, landscaping, or building a new home, Midwest Block and Brick has what you need. From fire pit kits, driveways and sidewalks, and amazing outdoor entertainment areas, we have you covered. Visit our website, MidwestBlock.com, to create your own building ideas, and then let Midwest Block and Brick provide the finishing touches on your unique and modern landscape project. Come see us at 1589 Electric Avenue in Springdale. We're gearing up for springtime and summer so we can accommodate any new project or remodel. Midwest Block and Brick, made in America since 1948.
I'm your pitcher, Alec Marsh, and you're tuned in to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball. Let's get back to the ballpark with the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Travelers up 2-0. First pitch to Zach Deloach, misses inside for ball one. Alec Marsh into his fourth inning of work. The 1-0 pitch misses a touch outside. Two balls and no strikes. Deloach, Cade Marlowe, and Riley Unroe due up here in the fourth. Heart of the order for the Travelers against Marsh, who kicks in the 2-1, or the 2-0. Call the strike. Now it's 2-1. Did I know something we all didn't? Deloach tripled in two runs in the first inning. It was with one out. The 2-1 pitch swung through a missed. And the count's even, two balls and two strikes. Two balls and two strikes. Alec Marsh has struck out five in a row and retired eight straight. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. A ball down and in. Deloach is swinging for the seventh strikeout of the night from Alec Marsh. His sixth consecutive punch out. Oh, my goodness. Now, this has me wondering, the most batters in a row a Naturals pitcher has struck out this year. I'm confident to say it's this. I'm trying to think before this. Marlowe shows bunt and pulls back with Eaton playing back. Pitches a ball outside, 1-0. Now the third baseman Eaton plays in at the cut of the grass to protect against the bunt. Rest of the infield shaded to pull for the left-handed hitter. Marsh kicks in the 1-0. Called a strike. In the low inside corner. One ball and one strike. So Alec Marsh, since that triple in the first inning, has retired every batter he's faced. Here's the 1-1. Fouled back to the screen. One ball and two strikes. One and two on Cade Marlowe. Time's called. It's the ball lying on the grass behind home plate. The ball boy out to come get it. Marlowe grounded out in the first inning. Batting for the second time. Bases empty with one out. Marsh kicks and the 1-2. This is down low. Snapped off a breaking ball and Marlowe held up. Or even two balls and two strikes. Well, Marlowe grounded out for the second out of the first. Riley Unroe struck out. Connor Hoover grounded out, and it's been six straight strikeouts since. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Down and in. He went around. That's strike three. Cade Marlowe strikes out. The eighth strikeout of the ball game for Alec Marsh. And his seventh in a row. Oh, my word. Trying to strike out the side for the second straight inning, he'll have to get through Riley Unroe, who was his first victim of the night in the first inning. Infield to pull for the switch hitter batting from the left side. First pitch misses down and in for ball one. Unroe went down on a full count pitch, swinging. All eight strikeouts for Alec Marsh tonight have been swinging. The 1-0. In for a strike right down the middle. One ball and one strike. The switch hitter with his socks up high, batting from the left side. Marsh in a groove, the 1-1. Down and in. Takes Unroe off his feet as he skips over home plate to get out of the way of the pitch. Counts 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Marsh kicks and delivers. Misses up and in, just barely. Fastball at 96 miles an hour. And the count's 3-1. Just the third three-ball count today for Alec Marsh. Two of them have come to Riley Unroe. The 3-1 pitch. Line foul into the netting above the Naturals dugout. And the count's full, three balls and two strikes. Three balls, two strikes, and two outs with the bases loaded. Marsh has the sign into his motion, the payoff pitch. In there, called strike three. 8 strikeouts in a row for Alec Marsh. He has 9 through 4 innings of work. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. We go to the 5th. It's 2-0 Travelers.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
Wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No. Now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
Feels good as we stand on the shore, but our hearts are still jumping. Grab another Coke and let's dive in. So we can feel forever, yeah, feel. Together, be real, together and no one can stop me when I taste the feeling.
Coca-Cola, it's a cap-twisting, bubbles-fizzing, refreshing-sipping, moment-stopping, nothing-topping this feeling. So grab a Coke today and taste the feeling.
Hi, I'm Matt Mobby with Professional Business Systems. Back in 1986, we started providing Northwest Arkansas with the finest in office technology. A lot has changed since then. Over the years, we've adapted to offer the latest cutting-edge business solutions. But one thing that hasn't changed, we still guarantee a 4-hour response time to every call. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and experience service you can trust, call Professional Business Systems at 636-0001 or find us online at pbsteam.com.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, we head to the top of the 5th inning. It's 2-0 Travelers here from North Little Rock. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals down by a pair, trying to give Alec Marsh some run support. It'll be Logan Porter, Brett Muley, and Tucker Bradley here in the 5th inning against Connor Jones. As we'll take a look around the Texas League with the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Walmart. Porter struck out in the 2nd inning. Jones kicks the first pitch. Porter taking all the way. It's called a strike. Porter thought that was a pitch clock violation. He didn't even have both hands in the bat. The 0-1 tapped softly foul to the left. No balls and 2 strikes. Jones threw 4 innings. Actually, well, now he's at 50 pitches. 50 pitches on the dot for Connor Jones. He struck out 5 through 4 innings. Has the sign. Center the letters. And the pitch. Down and away. Misses. 1-2 strikes. Naturals out hitting the Travelers 2-0, but nothing to show for it. No runs on the board. Pitch down and away. Porter checked his swing and held up. Counts even 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Porter down swinging for the 2nd time tonight. Jones gets him whiffing at a pitch at the bottom of the zone for the first out of the 5th inning. Let's take a look around the Texas League. Bottom of the 2nd in Amarillo. No score between the Sod Poodles and the Tulsa Drillers. Top of the 3rd in San Antonio. Midland and the Missions scoreless. First pitch to Brett Buehle. Misses for a ball. Did you see San Antonio threw their 2nd no-hitter in the span of 3 games yesterday? They no-hit the Travelers on Sunday and then combined to no-hit the Midland Rockhounds yesterday. That's unreal. 1-0. In for a strike to Buehle, 1-1. Buehle caught looking for the 3rd out of the 2nd inning. Batting for the 2nd time today. And the pitch. Bounce to the shortstop, Unroad. Takes it into his gut and sends a strong throw over to first base. Buehle bounces out for the 2nd out here in the 5th inning. Bottom of the 2nd in Wichita. No score between the Springfield Cardinals and the Wichita Wind Surge. And top of the fourth inning in Frisco, the Corpus Christi Hooks lead the Frisco Rough Riders 4-1 from Riders Field. Now Tucker Bradley bats. He looks at the first pitch. That's ball one. Smacked foul on a line to the left. Or even 1-1. Bradley, the last hit for the Naturals, led off the third with a single, but was stranded on third base to end the inning. Counts even 1-1. Two outs and the base is empty. Travelers leading the Naturals 2-0 here in the top of the fifth. The 1-1 misses. A touch outside to the left-handed hitting Bradley. It's 2-1. The 2-1 misses again outside. Three balls and a strike on the Naturals' number 9 hitter. The 3-1 to Bradley. Outside for ball four. So Bradley aboard for the second time today. A single in the third inning. He walks here in the fifth. Runner on first. We go back to the top of the order for Michael Garcia. So again, Corpus Christi leading Frisco 4-1 in the fourth. Springfield and Wichita tied at 0 in the second. Midland and San Antonio tied at 0 in the third. Amarillo just put up 3 on a Drew Stankiewicz home run. Old friend Jason Guzman batting for the Sod Poodles in the bottom of the second from Hodgetown. Step off and a throw over to first. Bradley back and standing up. Pitch to Garcia is bounced through the right side and into right field for a base hit. Bradley hustles around second and is into third standing up. Michael Garcia has a hit in his fourth straight game. And the Naturals have runners on the corners. The go-ahead run coming to the plate in the form of Nate Eaton.
Now batting number 19, Nate Eaton.
Eaton, the right-handed hitter, 0 for 2 today. With runners on the corners and two outs, first pitch comes up and in. Watch out, that got him. He's holding his hand, crouched outside of the batter's box. Will take his base towards first base. The athletic trainer, Danny Acola, was up out of the dugout for a moment, but Eaton appears to be fine. Now Garcia heads up to second, and that'll load the bases. First pitch to Michael Massey. Bouncing ball hit to the right side. Polkovich, the second baseman, ranges to his left and throws on to first. So just as quickly as it seems as the Naturals have a rally, they load the bases with two outs but failed to score. No runs on a hit to walk and a hit batter. No errors. Three left on here in the fifth. Halfway through tonight's ballgame after 4.5, the Travelers lead the Naturals 2-0.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com. Today.
When quality, value, and energy savings matter most, you need to choose Window World, America's exterior remodeler.
Our award-winning Made in America double and triple pane replacement windows and industry-leading warranties make Window World the number one choice for your next home remodel. Plus, we also offer the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding, and guttering for your home. Truly making us the brand you can trust. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
We won't be beat.
Pleasant Tire Service is the low-price leader on tires. We have a huge selection in stock and ready to install now. Plus, we offer unbeatable service, including our 4 tires, 1 hour guarantee. On top of that, our Pleasant Tire Service card and no credit needed financing options can make the purchase easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontytown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PleasantTireService.com. The best service, the biggest selection, and the lowest price. That's Plaza Tire Service.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Find out why banking customers love the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for more details. Halfway home, the Naturals trail the Travelers 2-0. Alec Marsh back out for the bottom of the fifth. His first pitch to Connor Hoover is low for ball one. Marsh faces Hoover and Chia and Kerwer, 7-8-9 of the Traveler order. The 1-0 is a fastball, just misses inside, 2 balls and no strikes. Alec Marsh has struck out 8 batters in a row. He's retired 11 straight Travelers hitters. The 2-0 misses outside, 3 balls and no strikes. Though in danger of snapping that stretch here behind the count, 3-0 on Connor Hoover. Infield plays the left-handed hitting first baseman to pull. The 3-0 pitch is a fastball over for a strike, 3-1. Marsh set down the Travelers 1-2-3 in the second, struck out the side in the third and again in the fourth. The 3-1. Popped foul to the left out of play, 3 balls and 2 strikes. After Zach Deloach's triple in the first, Marsh has retired every batter, 9 of 11 on strikeouts. 3 balls and 2 strikes to Connor Hoover. Marsh kicks in the payoff pitch. Tapped foul to the right. Glendinning fields it just behind the first base coach's box. We'll do it once more. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoover grounded out in the second inning. He's the last batter that Marsh did not strike out. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Marsh the payoff. Down and in, ball 4. So that'll end the stretch of 8 straight strikeouts for Marsh. 9 ties the Naturals single game high this year for a pitcher. Drew Parrish did it last week against Wichita. Marsh did it against Wichita, the first homestand of the season. A runner on first and nobody out. I think Marsh would like a double play ball. Move over to first. Runner back in with a dive. Hoover is 3 stolen base attempts this year. He's only done it successfully once. Runner on first, nobody out. The first pitch to Anchia. Bounce to the left side. Garcia has it. The shortstop goes for second to one. Buehle on to first. They say Glendinning was off the bag. Oh, almost a great turn by the Naturals. Buehle's throw a little wide. Glendinning couldn't keep his foot in the bag, so it just goes down as a 6-4 fielder's choice. Runner on first with now one out. And Tanner Kerwer bats the left fielder. Number 9 hitter in the order, right-handed hitter. First pitch, squares to bunt and pulls back. Misses for a ball, the pitch does. Counts 1-0. 1-0 on Kerwer, who, stop me if you've heard this before, struck out his last time up. Went down swinging to end the second. Marsh has the sign, takes in the 1-0. Calling the strike on the outer edge, 1-1. Naturals doing some stretching out in the bullpen. Pitches called the strike. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Left-hander starting to play catch in the bullpen for Northwest Arkansas. That looks like Holden Capps. A ball and two strikes. Marsh kicks and delivers. Misses inside. Two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. With one out and a runner on first here in the fifth, the pitch. Just misses outside. Counts 3-2. We're full on Tanner Kerwer. Alec Marsh. At 75 pitches. Has the side of the belt. Kicks in the 3-2. Outside corner. Ring him up. Called strike three. Make it 10 strikeouts for Alec Marsh. There's the second out here in the fifth inning.
Now batting second baseman, number 4, Jaden Polkovich.
I'll have to go through the record books. I'm trying to find out the last time a Naturals pitcher struck out 8 batters in a row or anywhere close to that. Jaden Polkovich, the leadoff hitter, steps back in. Batting from the left side, the switch hitter against the righty Marsh takes the first pitch outside for ball one. So a runner on first and two outs. The Naturals trailing the Travelers 2-0 in the fifth. Marsh kicks and delivers. Pitch misses low. 2-0. The catcher Porter out for a chat. Porter on the third base side of the mound, talking things over with his right-hander. Home plate umpire Steven Rios comes out to break up the meeting, likely to buy a little time for the bullpen. Again, Holden caps the left-hander up and throwing for Northwest Arkansas. Two balls, no strikes. Runner on first with two away. Polkovich struck out his last time up. Swings and misses. Got a ball down and in. It was a foul ball. Counts 2-1. Polkovich hit by a pitch and scored in the first. Then struck out on a foul tip to begin the third. The first 8 strikeouts for Alec Marsh were all swinging. The last two have been looking. Ending the fourth, the last batter, Tanner Kerwer. 2-1 on Polkovich. Marsh steps off, throwback to first. Hoover in with a dive. All right, and Chia in with a dive, I beg your pardon. And Chia, the runner on first, he bounced into the fielder's choice. 2-1. Line back to the screen of foul ball. Make it 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Marsh trying to get through 5 full innings. A feat he has yet to accomplish this year. They're 4 2/3 in his first start. The 2-2. Bouncing ball. Slap past the third baseman Eaton and into left field for a base hit. So the Travelers finally have their second hit of the ball game. Polkovich on first with Anchia up to second.
Third baseman, number 6.
A 2-on with 2 out for Joe Rizzo, the left-handed hitting third baseman. 81 pitches for Marsh to this point. He threw 83 his last time out against Wichita last Thursday. That's his season high. His career high is 85 pitches, which he actually threw in his Double-A debut here at Dickey Stevens. That start I was talking about where he threw 5 no-hit innings. First pitch to Joe Rizzo, misses down and in. 1 ball and no strike. So 85 is his high mark in his career. Perhaps this is last batter. We'll wait and see. 1 ball and no strikes on Rizzo, the pitch. This is down and away. 2 balls and no strikes. Feels like we've seen his velocity drop off a couple miles an hour since the last half inning. His strikeout to end the fourth inning was 97 painted on the inner corner. 2-0 is rocketed to right field. On a line, Sully Matias goes back a couple of steps, reaches up to make the catch. And end the fifth inning, Alec Marsh strands a pair on. Well, after that 2-run triple in the first inning, Alec Marsh hasn't allowed a run since. through five innings, he strikes out 10. Here in the fifth, no runs on a hit, a walk, no errors, and two runners left on. We go to the sixth, 2-0 Travelers.
Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale has a Gravely mower for you. Wide price range, lots of nice features, and made in the USA. Don't make the box store mistake where you have no service or repair parts after the sale. Buy from a reputable dealer who has parts and service after the sale and will take care of all of your mowing needs. That's Straits Lawn and Garden, Springdale.
With the Naturals coming off a league championship last season, the 2022 season is jam-packed with memorable giveaways. Make sure to arrive early to get your hands on commemorative items celebrating the championship win. Or how about a Vinny Pasquantino jersey t-shirt on Thursday, May 12th? And best of all, a one-of-a-kind AA Central replica championship ring on Saturday, June 4th. To check out the full list of giveaways, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Top of the sixth from DSP, Dickey Stevens Ballpark on the banks of the Arkansas River. The Arkansas Travelers lead the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 2-0. Connor Jones into his sixth inning of work. Through five innings, he hasn't allowed a run on three hits and a walk to the Naturals while striking out six. He's thrown 64 pitches. He'll have the heart of the order starting with Sealy Matias. First pitch to the Naturals cleanup hitter, calling for strike one. Matias, Robbie Glendinning, and John Rabe, 4, 5, and 6 for Northwest Arkansas. Down by two runs, the 0-1. Looped foul to the right, off the railing to the sweet level and down into the seats. The ball's in two strikes. Righty and righty, Jones with Matias. Kicking the 0-2. Swing and a miss, and a ball down and in. That gets all the way to the backstop, and Chia picks up the ball. He won't even make a throw. Sealy Matias is safe at first on the drop third strike. Well, the seventh strikeout of the evening for Connor Jones, who has now thrown 12 scoreless innings dating back to his last outing. Runner on first with nobody out for Robbie Glendinning. Glendinning grounded out in the second, struck out looking in the fourth. Really nice pitch from Connor Jones. Again, that was low outside corner. First pitch to Glendinning. Chopped on the backhand, fielded by the third baseman Rizzo. He goes to second for one. Polkovich on to first, a double play. Osuli Matias had a hard slide into second to try and break up the double play, but he couldn't. 5-4-3, the Travelers turn it. Naturals got into their second double play of the game. There are two out here in the sixth. It's the man who grounded into the first one, John Rabe. Rabe, left-handed hitter against the right-handed throwing Connor Jones. First pitch misses down and in for ball one. Rabe singled in the second and then bounced into the double play that ended the fourth. It was the nice 3-6 turn started by the first baseman, Hoover. Infield to pull, the third baseman, Rizzo, in. The 1-0 to Rabe. Bounce to the second baseman, Polkovich. He charges from the baseline, sidearms a soft throw to first in time, and the Naturals are put away without much scare. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on here in the sixth inning. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 2-0 Travelers from North Little Rock.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with six different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
Golf USA Fayetteville is as golf as it gets. From beginner to PGA Tour member, Golf USA has the experienced staff and the largest selection of the biggest names in golf to help you play better. We offer certified custom club fitting for brands like Callaway, Titleist, Mizuno, and more. And we have huge apparel selections from Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Travis Matthew. Swing by the store at 3184 North College in Fayetteville. Golf USA is your natural choice for golf in Northwest Arkansas.
In the mood for fun, winning, excitement? It's time to go where everybody goes. Indigo Sky Casino. Delicious food, live entertainment, and fun bars. A large, spacious gaming floor full of your favorite games and everybody's favorite, bingo. Come play in a safe, clean, exciting atmosphere. Come play and stay at Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
This is left-handed pitcher Holden Capps, and I'm taking the mound. You're tuned in to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Travelers lead the Naturals 2-0. Alec Marsh is done after five innings. He allows two runs on two hits with two walks and 10 strikeouts. Tying, which he was one off of a career high through 84 pitches. Getting through five full innings for the first time this season. The highlight, he struck out eight batters in a row from the end of the second through the end of the fourth. Holden Capps takes over on the mound. The left-hander out of Lawton, Oklahoma, is making his eighth appearance this year. He's 0-3 through his first seven with a 6.39 ERA. Has allowed nine earned runs on 15 hits across 12 and two-thirds innings with 15 strikeouts. So Capps, the left-hander, has the heart of the Traveler order, 3-4-5, starting with Jake Shiner. Right-handed hitting, designated hitter is 0-2 today. Caps the southpaw's first pitch. This is high and away for ball one. No runs, three hits, and no errors for the Naturals. Two runs, two hits, and two errors for the Travelers. Just that two-run triple in the first. The 1-0. Misses, just a touch high. Two balls and no strikes. Two-0. Sails outside. Three balls and no strikes. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, we'll take a look around the Texas League with our out-of-town scoreboard update presented to you by UAFS. The 3-0. Call the strike at the top of the zone, 3-1. University of Arkansas Fort Smith allows you to choose from over 70 different academic programs and chase your dreams at Arkansas's most affordable four-year campus. Caps the 3-1. This is down and away for ball four. So Shiner aboard with a leadoff walk in the sixth. Now it's Zach DeLoach. Learn more at uafs.edu/jointhepride. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Not every team in action on this Thursday. We'll look at the finals first. A couple of games still to come. A handful in progress. Actually, three games in progress. Hadn't refreshed my scores. Pitches fouled back to the screen, 0-1. Games in progress. Top of the seventh from Boston. Mariners and Reds. The first out of the sixth inning. Does move Shiner up to second. And the White Sox beat the Kansas City Royals from Kauffman Stadium today. 7-4 the final. Cade Marlowe will bat, the left-handed hitting center fielder. Lefty on lefty with a runner on second base. First pitch is tap foul towards the Naturals. Third base dugout, 0-1. Carlos Hernandez allowed three runs in three innings. Ronald Bolaños allowed a run in three innings. Gabe Spire, though, took the loss, allowed a run on three hits in one-third of an inning. Dylan Coleman allowed two runs in an inning and two-thirds. Amir Garrett, a scoreless ninth. 0-1 to Marlowe. In for a called strike. 0-2. Offensively, Hunter Dozier, how good's he been this year? His fourth home run of the season in the first inning. Doubles from Nicky Lopez, Bobby Witt Jr., Andrew Benintendi. Pitch up and in. Back walks Marlowe up, 1-2. Sebastian Rivera went 0-3 as the catcher with MJ Melendez DHing. 1-2. Caps has the sign. Kicks and delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Cade Marlowe down swinging for the second out of the sixth inning. So again, that's the Major League scoreboard update brought to you by the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith, uafs.edu/jointhepride. Oh, two away for Riley Unroe, the switch hitting shortstop. Will bat right-handed for the first time today against the lefty Caps. Struck out swinging in the first against Marsh and looking to end the fourth. Lefty and righty, the first pitch. This is down and in for ball one. The Travelers, an older team compared to the Naturals. Northwest Arkansas, the average age is 24. The 1-0. This is down and in. 2 balls and no strikes. You have a lot of 94, 95 babies. Riley Unroe, 26 years old. On second base, Jake Shiner, also 26 years old, was born 10 days after Riley Unroe. Two and oh on the Traveler shortstop. Swings the pitch and drives it in the air to right field. Ciulu Matias back, a step in front of the warning track, makes a casual catch to his side and flips it onto the berm behind the bullpens to record the final out of the sixth inning. Leadoff walk doesn't hurt the Naturals. No runs, no hits, a walk, no errors, and a runner left on. We go to the seventh. Back third of this game coming up with the Travelers leading 2-0.
What if there were a university where you earned a diploma and a resume? A career-minded university where you are empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university whose tuition made it not just affordable, but the most affordable for your campus in Arkansas. What if, right? Turns out, that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Attending a Northwest Arkansas Naturals game at RFS Ballpark is even more fun in a group of family and friends. Special group ticket rates are available for groups of 11 or more at each Naturals home game. Consider our home plate party deck for 30 to 100 people or the Bud Light home run porch for groups of 40 or more. But let's be real, nothing beats a Naturals game in a suite for groups of 4 or as many as 55. To reserve a group outing or suite rental for a game this summer, visit nwanaturals.com.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-TOGOANG.
This is catcher Logan Porter, and I'm coming to bat. You're locked into Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
On to the seventh from Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock. The Arkansas Travelers lead the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 2-0. Connor Jones out for his seventh inning of work. 69 pitches through 6 scoreless innings. It's been a nice game for him so far. First pitch to Logan Porter. Comes inside and hits Porter. He's down to first base. The second Naturals hit batter of the game. Leadoff man is on to the seventh. That'll bring the tying run to the plate. That'll be Brett Muley. Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card. From Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving low interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/creditcards. Member FDIC, credit cards subject to approval. Runner on first and nobody out for Brett Buehle. Right-handed hitting second baseman. Squares to bunt and pulls back as the first pitch misses down and away for ball one. Jones threw 6 innings and struck out 7. Allowed 3 hits. Surrendered a walk and now hit 2 batters. Third baseman Rizzo plays into the cut of the grass, protecting against the bunt. Double play depth up the middle. And the 1-0 to Buehle. Just misses. Tad low. 2 balls and no strikes. Brett's 0-2 today. Struck out looking in the second. Grounded out in the fifth. Porter leads from first, being held on by Hoover. Here's the 2-0. call the strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 2-1 on Brett. Kansas City Royals 32nd round draft pick in 2018. The 2-1. Misses outside. Three balls and a strike. That 2018 draft, you had Nate Eaton taken to the 21st round, Bewley taken in the 32nd round. In the 6th round, Christian Cosby in the 14th. Of course, Hockey and Cosby on the IL right now. 3-1 pitch called for strike two. Bewley's looked at five straight pitches and worked the count full 3-2. Tucker Bradley waits on deck. Travelers leading 2-0 in the 7th. The runner on first to nobody out. Connor Jones, the payoff pitch. Flied to the right. Bewley, a good battle. He stays alive. We'll do it once more. Three balls and two strikes. This roster, though, heavily permeated with 2019 draft class members. 10 of them. 7 being pitchers. Time called by Bewley. Had something in his eye. Trying to fish it out. Standing outside the batter's box for a moment. Now he digs back in. Jones toes the rubber and peers in for the sign, his black glove tucked into his left shoulder. Comes set, out in front of the letters. Bewley awaits the 3-2, it's on the way. Bouncing ball hit softly to the shortstop Unroh. Flips underhand to second for one. The second baseman Polkovich on to first, a double play. The Naturals grand into their third double play of the game. 6-4-3, the Travelers turn it. Porter's out at second. And there's two away. It was 3-6 to end the fourth. 5-4-3 for the first two outs of the sixth. And 6-4-3 for the first two outs of the seventh. Sheesh. None of them have been hit. The chopper with John Rave was hit hard. The last two haven't been hit especially hard. Tucker Bradley bats. Base is empty with two outs. And the first pitch misses high for ball one. One note to Bradley, who walked in the third. Or he singled in the third and walked in the fifth. The 1-0, lined back to the screen, 1-1. 1-1 on the Naturals' left fielder. Left-handed hitter had yesterday off. Now he came in late as a pinch hitter in the ninth inning and grounded out to bring home a run. Singled in five trips to the plate on Tuesday. Here's the 1-1, ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes. Base is empty and two outs. The pitch from Jones. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Connor Jones for the second straight start is through 7 scoreless innings. Has 8 strikeouts to show for it. Naturals set down quietly here in the 7th. No runs, no hits. A hit batter, no walks, and nobody left on. Well, we'll head to the 7th inning stretch here from Dickie Stevens Park. As always, it's presented by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Trusted for more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross provides affordable health, dental, and vision insurance for Arkansans. Schedule an appointment with one of our friendly health insurance experts from our Arkansas Blue Welcome Centers in Fayetteville or Rogers today. Bottom of the 7th coming up, it's 2-0 Travs.
I get scared sometimes.
Of a lot of things.
Joining in.
Decisions.
The dark.
The dark.
But I once heard someone say.
But as I always say.
It's okay to be afraid.
As long as you face the fear.
And keep moving forward.
Wherever you are in life, count on the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Want a cleaner and healthier home? Simply call Stanley Steamer at 1-800-STEAMER and schedule a carpet, tile, or hardwood cleaning. And save big with our $99 cleaning special.
Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer gets your home cleaner.
The Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville is a hit with families and children of all ages. With 50,000 square feet of interactive, hands-on experiences in science, technology, engineering, art, and math, the Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone to explore, play, create, and learn. Visit the Amazium and discover the connection between the sciences and arts in the place where curiosity and creativity meet. Make your day amazing with a trip to the Amazium. Open every day except Tuesdays. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock.
As we head to the bottom of the seventh inning, the Arkansas Travelers lead the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 2-0. Holden caps out for the bottom of the seventh inning. He threw a scoreless sixth inning. He'll have 7, 8, 9 here in the seventh, starting with the left-handed hitting first baseman Connor Hoover. Lefty on lefty, the first pitch misses down and away for ball one. Counts 1-0 on Hoover. Hoover, Jake Anchia, Tanner Kerwer, 7, 8, 9 for the Travelers. Caps the 1-0. Bounced foul to the far end of their first base dugout, the Travelers dugout. Even 1-1. Hoover's the only Traveler hitter who hasn't struck out today. Grounded out in the second, walked in the fifth. Bookended Alec Marsh's streak of 8 consecutive strikeouts. And the pitch. Called for a strike. 1-2. Something flew up in the booth. I don't even know what this is. Let's see. Oh, it's a stress ball. Is it a stroke? Call 911. Be fast. It's a little rainbow brain. That's cute. Pitch is fouled away. We'll do it again. 1-2. This thing just came flying up and it hit me in the thigh. Better this than a baseball, I guess. 1-2. Pop foul to the left. We'll do it again. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Oh, there's a group of children just throwing these haphazardly all over the place. Down behind the Naturals' third base dugout. 1-2. Again, looped foul to the left. We'll do it once more. 1 ball and 2 strikes. I've been a little stressed out lately. I could use a stress ball. This is good. My mom will be appreciative. To whoever threw this, thank you. One, two. Again, tap foul to the right. We'll do it again. Battle here. Berwin between Holden Caps and Connor Hoover. It's found out four of the last 5 pitches. Count remains 1 ball and 2 strikes. Caps again, the 1-2. Inside, just misses. 93-mile-an-hour fastball, or even 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tap foul to the right. We'll do it once more. It'll be the 10th pitch of the plate appearance coming up. With now 5, 6, 7 foul balls. Goodness gracious. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Caps kicks and delivers. Taps softly to the right side. Bewley waits back on it. The second baseman from the cut of the outfield grass throws over to first. Finally, the first out here of the seventh. Arvest Bank has conducted its 12th annual Million Meals campaign in an effort to fight hunger right here in our community. This is a much-needed effort as more than 10.5% of American households were food insecure as recently as 2020. Learn more by visiting arvest.com/millionmeals today. Jake Anchia bats the catcher, watches the first pitch, missed down and in for ball one. Anchia struck out of the second, bounced into a fielder's choice in the fifth. 0 for 2 today. Caps the 1-0. Tapped foul softly back to the screen, 1-1. Travelers have just 2 hits. The 2-run triple in the first, that's been the only offense of the game so far. That came off the bat of Zach Deloach. And then Caden Polkovic, a 2-out single in the fifth. 1-1. Poked foul to the right. Onto the roof above the suite level. And out of play. Oh, now it rolls back down to the seats. Watch out! Nearly hit someone in the head. Finds a ball at her feet. How about that? We'll do it again. 1 ball and 2 strikes the count. Empty the pitch from Caps. Grounded softly to the third baseman, Eaton. In and out of his glove. Picks it up and bluffs a throw to first. Doesn't have time to get the out. That'll likely go down as an E5. And there's a runner on with 1 out. Tanner Tanner Kerwer hits, the ninth batter in the order for the Travelers. 0 for 2 today with a pair of strikeouts. Bounces the first pitch he sees into left field for a base hit. That moves Anchia up to second. Two on with one out for the Travelers. And we'll head back to the top of the order for the second baseman, Caden Polkovich. Polkovich, a single his last time up. So the Travelers now with three hits. And Chia did reach on an error from Eaton. Kerwer singles. And here comes Naturals manager Chris Widger. That'll be it for Holden Capps. New pitcher coming in. We'll let you know who he is when we come back. Top of the eighth, or bottom of the seventh. Bottom of the seventh inning, two on and one out with the Travelers up 2-0.
Hey, Naturals fans, have you been daydreaming about a fun and affordable getaway? Why not make it a reality with Breeze Airways? With Breeze, you can fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze never charges change or cancellation fees, so you can book with complete peace of mind. What are you waiting for? Go to www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app to plan your trip. Breeze Airways. Seriously nice.
June will be a can't-miss month of Northwest Arkansas Naturals games at our best ballpark. Be here for Star Wars Night on Friday, June 3rd, Growlin' Chickens Weekend, June 17th and 18th, and Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 25th. And best of all, the Naturals will wear specialty jerseys at night. View a complete game schedule and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Grasshopper is the king of all the zero turns on the market. Did you know they were the first zero turn made and their product is made in the USA? Grasshopper has out front and mid-mount zero turns. They have gas and diesel models. The deck sizes range from 41 inches to the large 72 inches. Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale, the largest Grasshopper dealer in the four-state area.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Bottom of the seventh inning, and Jeffrey Del Rosario is headed to the mound for the Naturals. Holden Capps pitches an inning and one-third. He allows a walk and a hit, strikes out a batter, exits responsible for both runners on base. Jake Anchia is on second. He reached on an error. Tanner Kerwer is on first. He's singled. Caps faced seven batters. There are 31 pitches. Odell Rosario, the right-hander out of the Dominican Republic, delivers the first pitch to Caden Polkovich. The switch hitter flips around and bats from the left side again. Takes the first pitch down and away for ball one. Del Rosario may be the Naturals' best reliever this year. Pitching in his 11th game out of the bullpen, he has a 2-0 record, a 1.52 ERA. 2-1 and 1 out in the 7th. The Travelers leading 2-0. 1-0 to Polkovich. Misses outside. 2-0. Caden hit by a pitch and scored in the 1st. Struck out in the 3rd and then singled in the 5th. So he's 1-for-2 today in the box score. 2 runs, 3 hits, 2 errors for the Travelers. No runs, 3 hits and an error for the Naturals. Del Rosario with 2 runners on and 1 out. Kicks in the 2-0. Floated in the air to center field. Rave charges in, makes a one-handed catch over his right shoulder for the second out. We last saw Del Rosario on Friday last week. He threw 2 scoreless innings. 8 of his 10 appearances this year have been scoreless. 18 strikeouts in 23 and two-thirds innings entering tonight. First pitch to Joe Rizzo, the left-handed hitting third baseman. Misses a touch low. 1 ball and no strikes. Rizzo walked and scored in the 1st, struck out of the 3rd, and then lined out to right field in the 5th. And the 1-0. Misses outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Rizzo, the left-handed hitter, bats with Kerwer on first and Chia on second. 2 out for the Travelers in the bottom of the 7th. Arkansas leading Northwest Arkansas 2-0. And the pitch. Called for a strike. The bottom of the zone. 2-1 the count. Two balls, one strike. With two outs, the pitch. Line back to the screen, foul, 2-2. Jeffrey Del Rosario is the one who was tweeted at me, or tweeted by Minda, the Storm Chasers team photographer. He is not allowed a hit to a batter younger than him this year, though I don't know how much that says, considering he's one of the youngest pitchers in this league. He's 22 years old. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. That's strike three. Del Rosario comes in, inherits a pair of runners, and strands them both here in the seventh. No runs on a hit, an error. Two runners left on for the Travelers. We go to the eighth inning. Naturals down 2-0.
Hi, I'm Matt Mobby with Professional Business Systems. Back in 1986, we started providing Northwest Arkansas with the finest in office technology. A lot has changed since then. Cutting-edge business solutions. But one thing that hasn't changed, we still guarantee a four-hour response time to every call. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and experience service you can trust, call Professional Business Systems at 636-0001 or find us online at pbsteam.com.
Window World, America's largest window replacement company, has just what you need when it comes to windows that enhance, beautify, and add value to your home. Like our award-winning Made in America double and triple pane replacement windows, all with lifetime warranties. But did you know we can also provide you with the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding and guttering, and we even offer specialty windows and new construction windows. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractors, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
I'm the Naturals manager, Chris Widger, and you're tuned in to Northwest Arkansas Naturals baseball. Let's get back to the ballpark with the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Oh, we go to the eighth inning. The Travelers lead the Naturals 2-0. No runs, three hits and error for the Naturals. Two runs, three hits, and two errors for the Travelers. The only runs that have been scored today came on a two-run triple from Zach Deloach in the first. Neither team has scored since then. Connor Jones has been great. Seven scoreless innings for the Travelers. He's thrown 81 pitches and is back out for the eighth. He'll have the top of the Naturals order, starting with the leadoff man, right-handed hitting shortstop Mikel Garcia. First pitch misses down and away for ball one. Garcia, Nate Eaton, and Michael Massey. 1, 2, and 3 for the Naturals, who are down to their final six outs, trying to avoid dropping the first three games of this series. 1-0. Here's the pitch. Called the strike on the outer edge. 1-1. Singled in the fifth inning with a pair of groundouts previously. One of the Naturals' three hits. Him, John Rave, and Tucker Bradley have the three. Here's the 1-1. Bounce to the left. The shortstop Unruh ranges to his left. Throw over to first is in time. Garcia beat by a couple of steps. The first out of the eighth inning. Find out why banking customers love the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for more details. So Jones trying to get through eight scoreless now. He'll go through Nate Eaton in the first pitch. This is outside for ball one. Eaton reached on an error in the first, grounded out in the third, hit by a pitch in the fifth. But he hasn't made it past first base yet today. One ball and no strikes. Jones kicks and delivers. Good breaking ball. Drops in right down the middle for strike one. Or even one ball and one strike. Nobody actively throwing to the Travelers bullpen, but a couple of guys up stretching. Eaton trying to bunt for a base hit. Drops it up the third base side. Jones off the mound. Throws to first base. It pulls Hoover off the bag and he applied the tag on Eaton. Oh my goodness. Well, the bunt for a base hit attempt is snuffed out. Wow. Jones came off the third base side of the mound, picked up the ball in the grass and just had to immediately turn and throw to first base. His throw wasn't on target, but Hoover caught it and swiped the tag on Eaton as he tried to sneak past. Wow. There's two away, and Michael Massey hits. Fouls the first pitch back, and it's 0-1. Massey 0 for 3 today. Strikeouts in the first and third. He grounded out in the fifth. 0 for his last 8, dating back to Tuesday. Maybe the driest of spells he's had this year. The 0-1. Misses outside. 1-1. Now a right-hander up in the Travelers' bullpen. We'll see what the leash is like on Jones. Kicks on the 1-1. Rocketed high in the air out to center field. Marlowe back into left center, deep into the alley. He reaches up with the ball, kicks off his glove and onto the warning track in left field. Massey around second. He's into third standing up. Oh, my goodness. What should have been the third out of the inning clanks out of the glove of the Travelers center fielder. And Massey's standing on third base. That's the Travelers' third error of the game. And now the Naturals have a run 90 feet away. A three-base error. And the catcher, Anchia, out to chat with Connor Jones. At 90 pitches. Two outs in the eighth inning. And the dangerous bat of Sully Matias at the plate. Sully bounced into a fielder's choice in the first, reached on an error in the fourth, and struck out in the sixth. Massey on third with two outs. Naturals trailing 2-0 in the eighth. Jones to Matias, kick in the first pitch. Breaking ball misses high. It's ball one, and the count's 1-0. Just feels like it's been a bit of an unlucky day for the Naturals. Grounded into three double plays. Put three guys on with an error, but haven't been able to bring a run across. Although just three hits doesn't help a ton either. 1-0 to Matias, the pitch from Jones. Line drive into the glove of the diving third baseman, Rizzo. Falling down to his left, he snags the hot shot 112 miles an hour off the bat of Sully Matias. I mean, that ball was torched. But no runs on no hits. An error and a runner left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's still 2-0 Travelers.
Since 2002, Pickett Construction has been handling the Northwest Arkansas community's commercial and residential construction needs. From development, design, and construction, we're here for you no matter the scale of the job. Pickett Construction. You pick it, we build it.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unify Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unify Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
Hey, Naturals fans. Fans, Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's a 2-0 lead, the Travelers over the Naturals. Three hits apiece, but the Travelers, two runs in the first, they're still on top. Jeffrey Del Rosario got the final two outs of the seventh. He's back out for the eighth. His first pitch to the designated hitter, Jake Shiner. This is for a ball 1-0. Shiner, Zach Deloach, and Cade Marlowe, 3, 4, and 5 in the Arkansas Traveler order. Righty on righty, here's the 1-0. Smacked high in the air, onto the warning track. He looks up, that ball is gone onto the berm. Jake Shiner, his team-leading sixth home run of the season, second straight night with a long ball. It gives the Travelers some really important insurance here. Make it 3-0 Travs in the bottom of the eighth. Now the man who scored the first two runs of the game for the Travelers, Zach Deloach. Left-handed hitting right fielder, the first pitch. Misses for a ball, 1-0. Deloach tripled in two runs in the first. He struck out in the fourth and grounded out in the sixth. That home run, the first run since his first inning triple. And the 1-0 is floated into left center field. Grave can't get to it. It drops in for a base hit in left center. Zach Deloach aboard with a single. Runner on first with nobody out. Now Cade Marlowe hits. Left-handed hitting center fielder. Grounded out in the first. Struck out swinging to the fourth and again to the sixth. His 10-game on-base streak in jeopardy. He has a runner on first with nobody out in the eighth. Travelers leading the Naturals 3-0. Don Rosario's first pitch. This is down and in for ball one to Porter. That's one ball and no strikes. A loss for the Naturals would drop them to fourth place in the standings. They've been at third for most of May. Just ahead of the Travelers and Cardinals. But Naturals lead over the Travelers in the standings just down to a half game entering play today. 1-0, calling the strike. Breaking ball that catches the outer edge. Counts even 1-1. Infield shaded to pull for the left-handed hitter. Garcia up the middle at short. The pitch. In for a strike. Off speed at the bottom of the zone. One ball and two strikes. Time called by the batter, Marlowe. We go to the top of the ninth. Naturals will have 5, 6, and 7. Robbie Clendenning, John Rave, and Logan Porter. Now Del Rosario's trying to keep it within striking distance. The 1-2. Fastball just misses low. Two balls and two strikes. Deloach leads from first. The pitch. Line drive. Yanked foul into the netting above the Travelers' first base dugout. And Marlowe was way out in front of that. We'll do it again at two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. With a runner on first to nobody out. And the pitch. Line drive. Right center field. Base hit. That'll get down and roll all the way to the wall. Zach Deloach around from first base. Cade Marlowe's headed to third. He's in with a feet first slide. An RBI triple makes it 4-0 Travelers. They've doubled their lead here in the eighth. Three straight hits off of Jeffrey Del Rosario to begin the inning. Runner on third, nobody out. Travelers leading 4-0. Naturals will draw the infield in. At the cut of the infield grass from first to third base. Monroe, the switch hitter batting from the left side, is in for a called strike. Jake Shiner, the leadoff home run. Zach Deloach singled. Cade Marlowe tripled him in. The 0-1 pitch. Line drive, right center field, base hit. Riley Unroe deposits the ball into right center field. Four straight hits to begin the eighth inning. It's now 5-0 Travelers on the three-run frame. Naturals bullpen is quiet. This is Del Rosario's trouble to work out of. Runner on first, still nobody out for the left-handed hitting first baseman Connor Hoover. Pitches down and in, but the runner going, throw down to second is in time. Riley Unroe trying to steal. He's thrown out by Logan Porter. That's our Breeze Airways. Seriously nice play of the game. Breeze flies nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to New Orleans, San Antonio, and Tampa Bay. Logan Porter catches his fourth runner stealing of the year. Counts 1-0 now on Hoover with the bases empty. Swing and a miss. It's 1-1. Pitch. Misses for a ball. Just a bit down and in. Two balls and one strike. A pitch. Line drive, right center field, another base hit. Five straight hits here in the eighth inning. And Connor Hoover's on first base. Jake Anchia coming to the plate. I mean, Jeff DelRosario cannot get it out.
Number 12, Jake Anchia.
The only out so far came when the runner caught stealing. One on, one out. Double plate up the middle for the Naturals, trailing 5-0 to the eighth. First pitch to Jake Anchia. This is down and away for ball one. Anchia struck out swinging in the second. Grounded into a fielder's choice in the fifth. Reached on an error in the seventh, but was stranded. A 1-0. Flied to the right. Fouling out of play. Counts even at 1-1. And the pitch. Flied high in the air, but foul to the left. Gets out of play well over the sweet level. And the count's one ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes. With one out and a runner on first, Del Rosario, the pitch. Fastball at the knees, called strike three. Painted at 95 miles an hour. And Chia down looking for the second out. Del Rosario finally gets it out of his own. Two away with the runner on for Tanner Kerwer, the seventh man to hit this inning. Strikeout. Looking in the second, swinging in the fifth, and then a single in the seventh for the number nine hitter. Takes a look at strike one. Finishing up the fourth time through the Traveler order. They lead 5-0 to the bottom of the eighth with two outs and a runner on first. Del Rosario has the sign. Set of the belt and the 0-1. Off-speed misses down in. One ball and one strike. It'll be a 7-5 again on Saturday. We'll wrap things up at 1:35 Sunday before the team heads to Midland. The 1-1 pitch. Misses low. Two balls and a strike. This is the first of two-week road trips this year. The next comes late in the season. The last road trip of the year, end of August into the beginning of September, Tulsa and then Wichita. 2-1. Misses down and in, three balls and no strikes. That's convenient because you have to drive through Tulsa to get to Wichita. It's actually about the halfway point between here and Riverfront, or between Springdale and Riverfront Stadium. Three balls and a strike. The pitch misses for ball four. The Tanner Kerwer aboard with a walk. Connor Hoover moves up to second. Two on with two outs. Back to the top of the order for Caden Polkovich.
So
Wichita's 7 hours from here in North Little Rock. I mean, that makes sense. Well, that's quite a drive for a trip that the teams make twice each. Springfield's a good 4 hours from here. Just about as close as Frisco. First pitch to Caden Polkovich. Misses down low. Counts one ball and no strikes. It's funny, when you look in the division, Tulsa's the closest for the Naturals, less than 2 hours away. And Springfield, just about 2 hours. Little Rock is a touch under three. That's the third closest in the division. 1-0, sails outside, 2-0 on Polkovich. And then Wichita, about four and a half, is the furthest trip in the division. Coming to Dickey Stevens Park is the second longest trip for the Naturals. It's the shortest trip of any for the Travelers. They only come to our best once this year. 2-0, a swing and a miss. Foul ball. Counts 2-1. Travelers return to Springdale June the 14th through the 19th. That'll be Growlin' Chickens weekend, the 17th and 18th of June. Which will be fun. Kick of the 2-1 pitch. Skied high in the air. Out to left center field. Who's going to get it? John Rave comes racing in. Reaches up above the brim of his cap to make a one-handed catch. And end the bottom of the eighth inning. Well, the Travelers score 3 runs on 5 consecutive hits to open up the inning. No errors. And 2 left on with a walk. It's 5-0 Travs as we go to the ninth from North Little Rock.
See Plaza Tire Service today for the right tire at the right price right now. Plaza Tire Service is the area's biggest selection of in-stock tires at the lowest price with outstanding service, including our 4 tires, 1 hour guarantee. Plus, we make the purchase easy on your budget with our Plaza Tire Service card or no credit needed financing options. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontytown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at plazatireservice.com. For the right tire at the right price right now, see Plaza Tire Service.
Don't miss out on all of the food and drink specials at Arvest Ballpark during the 2022 season of Naturals Baseball. Enjoy Johnsonville Buck of Rot every Tuesday night home game, $1.50 barbecue sliders on Wednesdays. Thirsty Thursdays feature $2 beers, $2 peanuts, $1 sodas, and $1 Farm Rich mozzarella sticks. And of course, enjoy happy hour specials during our bullpen parties before the game on Friday and Saturday night. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-TOGO-ANG.
This is Robbie Glendinning, and you're listening to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Well, we go to the top of the ninth inning. Naturals down to their final 3 outs against the Travelers, down 5-0. Braden Shipley, the right-hander, takes over, trying to get the final 3 outs, facing Robbie Glendinning, John Raven, Logan Porter, trying to finish off the shutout that was started by Connor Jones, who goes 8 innings. First pitch to Glendinning is in for a called strike one. No balls and a strike. For Shipley, this is his 14th appearance out of the bullpen. He's 1-1 with a .96 ERA. He's allowed 2 earned runs in 18 and two-thirds innings. Kicking the 0-1 pitch. This is outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. So Connor Jones, 8 scoreless innings, a walk, 3 hits, and 8 strikeouts. In line for his first win of the year. And the pitch comes inside on Glendinning. Scoots him up, and it's 2-1. Shipley has pitched in 26 big league games, 14 of them starts for the Arizona Diamondbacks, as recently as 2018. Kicking the 2-1. Tapped foul into the ground. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Made his big league debut in 2016 with the Diamondbacks. Spent last year in AAA with the Reds, the Louisville Bats. after spending 2019 in AAA with the Reno Aces in the Diamondbacks system. We're even. Two balls and two strikes on Glendinning. The pitch misses inside. Three balls and two strikes. The count's full. This is the first time we've seen Shipley this week. Pitched twice against San Antonio last week. Allowed one unearned run. Working for the first base side. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Gets into Chase on the outer edge of the plate. Off speed. Glendinning strikes out for the second time today. Falls to 0 for 4. There's the first out of the night. John Rave, left-handed hitting center fielder bat. Bases empty and one out at the top of the ninth. Naturals trailing 5-0. First pitch to Rave. This is down and away for ball one. Shipley comes at him with a sidearm motion. An unconventional arm slot. Peering in for the side, he has it at the belt. Kicks in the 1-0. Comes inside. Two balls and no strikes. Last pitch to the AA level in 2015 with the Mobile Bay Bears at the time in the Southern League. 2-0. Kyle the strike, 2-1. The Bay Bears relocated after the 2019 season to Alabama. Or they relocated within Alabama. They're now the Rocket City Trash Pandas. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Counts even on Rave 2-2. Just outside of Huntsville, Alabama, is where Rocket City plays now. They're the AA affiliate of the Angels, Diamondbacks. Now affiliated, of course, with Amarillo after they had been with the Bay Bears. Two balls and two strikes. Kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Rave down chasing for the second out of the ninth. Back-to-back strikeouts for Braden Shipley.
Now back to number 11, Logan.
Just two away, and Logan Porter will actually have a pinch hitter here. We'll see Ryan Grokejohn pinch hit. So Ryan Grokejohn pinch hitting for Logan Porter. Naturals down to the... First pitch to Grokejohn is skied high in the air into right field, or into left field. The left fielder Kerwer has it, and that'll be the ball game. The Naturals are shut out for the first time this season as the Arkansas Travelers win 5-0 to take the first three games of this series. Naturals have now dropped four straight, dating back to Saturday. We'll have the totals next on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show.
Thanks for tuning in to today's Northwest Arkansas Naturals game. The game may be over, but we're far from through. Stick around for the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. We'll look inside the box score, highlights, and analysis of today's game. The Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show is next on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale has a Gravely mower for you. Wide price range, lots of nice features, and made in the USA. Don't make the box store mistake where you have no service or repair parts after the sale. Buy from a reputable dealer who has parts and service after the sale and will take care of all of your mowing needs. That's Straits Lawn and Garden, Springdale.
Naturals fans, the Royals' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Naturals on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go, and use promo code NATURALS at checkout to save $10 on yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our to schedule a pickup today and visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more. information.
We won't be beat.
Placid Tire Service is the low price leader on tires. We have a huge selection in stock and ready to install now. Plus, we offer unbeatable service, including our 4 tires, 1 hour guarantee. On top of that, our Placid Tire Service card and no credit needed financing options can make the purchase easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontytown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. The best service, the biggest selection, and the lowest price. That's Plaza Tire Service. Yeah.
The game is over, but we're far from through. This is the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. It's time now for a look inside the box score with highlights and analysis of today's game. Now let's head back to the stadium. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals dropped their fourth straight game, third straight here in North Little Rock, as the Arkansas Travelers are the first team to shut out the Naturals this season. A 5-0 loss for the Naturals here at Dickey Stevens Park. Welcome into the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. My name's Nicholas Batters. Thanks for sticking around with us tonight. First, the totals. The Naturals fall to a season low, 3 games under .500, 16-19 on the season. No runs, 3 hits and error. The Naturals stranded 7 runners on. The Travelers improved to 2 games under .500 and leapfrogged the Naturals in the standings. Now 17-19 on the season. 5 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors. They left 2 runners on. Time of the game was 2 hours and 15 minutes in front of a crowd, 3,759 fans. The win, deservedly so, goes to Connor Jones. 8 scoreless innings, he improves to 1-2. Alec Marsh takes his second loss and falls to 0-2. Honestly, I think Alec Marsh is going to be my playing like a winner player of the game. Naturals only had 3 hits. They were all singles. In the first inning, or in the second inning from John Rave, from Michael Garcia. Alec Marsh, 5 innings. He allows 2 runs on 2 hits with 2 walks, 10 strikeouts. Alec Marsh punched out 8 in a row between the second and the fourth innings. Our playing like a winner player of the game is presented by Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play, located on Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri. I mean, 2 runs in the first inning for the Travelers on the 2-run triple from Zach DeLoach. And it stayed 2-0 until the eighth. Holden caps an inning at a 3rd scoreless, and then 5 straight hits to open up the 8th inning off of Jeffrey Del Rosario. 3 runs came across to score, so probably Del Rosario's worst outing of the season. And then the Naturals quickly and quietly shut down by the former big leaguer, Braden Shipley, in the top of the 9th inning. Well, now I guess we'll take a look around the Texas League. The out-of-town scoreboard update is brought to you by Walmart. Let's see. Everything else is still in progress. We're the first game final today. Let's start in Frisco, where the Corpus Christi Hooks playing the Frisco Rough Riders, and Corpus Christi leads 9-4 at the end of 7 innings. Now out in San Antonio, the Midland Rockhounds bouncing back well after being no-hit yesterday, lead the San Antonio Missions 3-0. San Antonio does have a trio of hits to their name. But Midland's, gosh, who is that pitching? He's been going good. 7 scoreless innings, no walks, 3 hits, 4 strikeouts for Jack Cushing. He'll probably give Connor Jones a run for the league's Pitcher of the Week title. In Amarillo, the Side Poodles lead the Tulsa Drillers 7-4. That game at the bottom of the 6th inning. And end of 6 in Wichita, the Wind Surge lead the Springfield Cardinals 5-2. Now let's check around the Kansas City Royals organization. We'll start out at Kauffman Stadium, where, as I mentioned earlier, the Chicago White Sox beat the Kansas City Royals 7-4. Worth noting, Dairon Blanco had his contract purchased, so if and when Dairon Blanco gets into the game, he'll be making his big league debut, which is really exciting. The White Sox win again 7-4 in the loss. Gabe Spires, first of the year. Hunter Dozier, a 3-for-4 night with a home run and 3 runs batted in. Now down to the farm, the Omaha Storm Chasers playing the St. Paul Saints at Warner Park. And Omaha, a big 11-2 lead over St. Paul in the bottom of the 8th inning. Vinny Pasquantino, a 2-run double in the first, and then Clay Dungan, an RBI single. Yvonne Castillo, an RBI single in the second. Nick Prado, a 2-run home run in the second. Old friend Kevin Merrill hit his 2nd home run of the year in the 3rd inning against his former team. Nick Brado, a home run in the fifth. Jacoby Jones, a single in the sixth. Ivan Castillo, his first home run of the year, the sixth. And then Vinny Pasquantino, his organization-leading ninth home run of the season in the seventh inning. Jackson Kowar allowed two runs across five innings. A scoreless inning from Colton Brewer and two scoreless from Andres Nunez. Quad Cities was supposed to play a doubleheader with Dayton. The second game was postponed. The Dragons walked off in the first game of the doubleheader. 6-5 win in eight innings on a walk-off single from Alan Cerda. There's this ringer at the top of the order for Dayton, some guy named Joey Votto, rehabbing with the High A affiliate. And in single A, the Columbia Fireflies continue to scuffle. They drop the game to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 6-5. They're now 11-25 on the season. That's a look down to the farm and around the Texas League. The out-of-town scoreboard update from Walmart. As we look ahead to tomorrow, a 7:05 first pitch. And the Naturals will have Drew Parrish, the two-time reigning pitcher of the week in the Texas League, going against Levi Stout, one of the top prospects in the Mariners system. 7:05 first pitch. We'll hit the airwaves with the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show at 6:45. Well, for everyone with the Naturals, my name is Nicholas Batters, saying so long and farewell from North Little Rock. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care, everyone.
You've been listening to Naturals Baseball on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Today's game has been brought to you by Arvest Bank, by Coca-Cola, Personal Business Systems, by Unify Financial Credit Union, by Window World, by Indigo Sky Casino, by Walmart, by Straight Lawns and Garden, by Beaver Water District, by Midwest Block and Brick, by the Scott Family Amazium, by Firehouse Subs, by Pickett Construction, by Stanley Steamer, by Plaza Tire Service, by John's Quality Roofing, by Today's Leaners, by the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, by the 188th Wing Arkansas Air National Guard, by XNA and Breeze Airways, by Golf USA, and by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. To stay up with the club, get your tickets for the next game at Arvest Ballpark, or catch every pitch of the action all season long at nwanaturals.com.